Let us pray. Almighty and ever-living God, source of all wisdom and understanding, be present with us who take counsel at All Saints by the Sea for the renewal and mission of your church. Teach us in all things to seek first your honor and glory. Guide us to perceive what is right, and grant us both the courage to pursue it and the grace to accomplish it, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. You may be seated. We are now convening our 2015 annual meeting. There is a quorum present, and we may proceed to the business portion of the meeting. You should have found in your service bulletin an agenda and a ballot. Here's your ballot. And hopefully you have an annual meeting report as well. If anyone doesn't have both of those, please raise your hand so the ushers can find you. Okay, wonderful. Thank you. We've got one over here. We've got some up here. Just keep your hands up until they find you. Now, as we begin, I want to have a little celebration. I imagine you might want to move a little bit before we sit for a little while. And I spoke to you at during my rector's report and sermon in one that we are having a year of celebrating baptismal ministry. So we're going to have a little fun celebrating indeed that baptismal ministry to get together today. Do you like that I'm not a very technologically savvy gal, but here I go. So I'm going to ask you to stand as I name some of the vital baptismal ministries that bring life to this church, all right? And when I ask you to stand, I want you to keep standing, please. And I'm trying to find my proper document, which is why I am, there we are, all right. So I want you to stand as I read out some of the important baptismal ministries. Hold your applause for one another until the end, all right? Vestry, if you are on vestry, would you please stand, my friends? Thank you, and stay standing. If you are a staff member at this wonderful church, please stand and stay standing. Thank you. If you have been a representative to Diocesan Convention, please stand and keep standing. If you're involved in any of the administrative ministries at this church, as a volunteer in the office or communications committee, website, photography, or archives, please stand. And if you are involved in the finance ministries of this fine parish, budget and finance, investment, heritage society, please stand. Thank you. If you minister in the hospitality ministries in this parish, coffee hour host, or at the information and welcome tables, or if you've hosted or planned a parish social, please stand. Yes, and you can do some squats if you need to, if that helps keep the blood pumping. That's right. If you are a part of our pastoral ministries here as a pastoral visitor or a flower delivery person or the flower power who gets those flowers ready for delivery, please stand. If you are a part of the ministry of the parish school in any way, I invite you to please stand. And if you've participated in the campus cleanup day to keep our space beautiful and functional, please stand. If you're involved in our outreach ministries, I'm going to read them, so in case you don't think you are, and then you hear what you did, you'll know that you were and are. St. Cyprian School in Haiti, the Network for Rwanda, the Cleveland School, the Giving Tree at Christmas time, the Golf Tournament, the Turkey Drive, the Friendship Center, St. Mike's Episcopal Campus and Ministry at UCSB, Habitat for Humanity Building Project, Little Cottage Hospitality House, the Feeding Ministries at Victoria Hotel, Casa Esperanza Homeless Center, Community Kitchen, Carpinteria Food Distribution, Transition House. Please stand. If you are a member or have participated at any point in some of the adult formation ministries around here, please stand and I'll read those out so that you can figure out if you have been a part of that ministry. Bible and Babel, Men's Bible Study, Education for Ministry, Book Group, Confirmation, the Confirmation Class, the Lenten retreat or Lenten classes, the Advent classes, or the quiet days, please stand. If you minister in any of the spiritual practice ministries in our parish, contemplative prayer, Christ-centered prayer or centering prayer, healing prayer, wise women, or the spiritual discernment circles, please stand. If you minister among our children and youth as a Sunday school teacher or assistant, with youth group, God, music, and fun, and family feast, please stand. Or if you are a youth group participant, please stand. If you are part of the leadership team for the Sanctuary Readiness Project, please stand. If you're involved in any way in the worship ministries of our parish, as an acolyte, on altar guild, on flower guild, on the pew guild and the tract rack, as an usher, a greeter, a welcomer, a lay Eucharistic minister, a lector or an intercessor, either on Sundays or at eventide, or other worship times, Tuesday or at Casa Dorinda. If you have led a reflection at eventide, if you're a part of the music ministry, the choir, or an instrumentalist, either at eventide or other times, please stand. If you participate in the ministry of this church by continuing in our baptismal language, continuing in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of the bread and in the prayers, in other words, if you come to worship, if you come and participate in what it is to breathe life into this community, please stand. Yeah. Woo. You are indeed the lifeblood of the ministry of Christ in this place. All of those ministries that I just read, and you know, I've only been here a few months, so it's very, very possible that I left something out. If I did, I'm very sorry. But all of these ministries take place because of the baptismal ministries which you engage and carry out to share the grace and love of Christ with this community, with one another, and with the world around us, both near and far. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's continue to grow and strengthen our commitment to Christ through our varied baptismal ministries. And if you heard about something that I read that you want to know more about, ask me, ask somebody who you saw standing up, ask one of the wardens or a vestry member, ask anybody, and we'll find a way to get you information about that ministry, all right? Thank you for your ministry among us. I'm grateful to be called as your rector to serve you and be a part of the continued formation of the body of Christ in this place. Thank you. You are welcome to sit. You're welcome to march in place if you want to as well. And I'd like to now call upon Bill McFadden, who will present the nominees for election for this meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Bill McFadden. I'm the vestry representative on the nominating committee. I'm standing in this morning for junior warden Ladine Miller, who is our committee chairwoman and is out of town and unable to attend. The following report has been delivered to the clerk and posted at the church office as required by the bylaws. As I read each nominee's name, I would ask that nominee to stand for a moment. You don't have to stand for the whole thing like we just did. These names also are published on your ballot and in the bulletin if you want to read along. The nominating committee, comprised of Ed Birch, Sandy McCartney, Allison Mellis, Junior Warden Ladine Miller, and myself, the vestry representative, is pleased to submit the following nominations for election at this annual meeting on February 8th, 2015. For three-year terms on the vestry class of 2018, Charlie Cairns, Charlotte Chuck DeTiro, Tom Mack, Sally Masurlian, and Nathan Sigler. For a one-year term on the vestry class of 2016, Ray Haskell. For a one-year term on the nominating committee, Tony Askew, Susan Miles Gilbranson, Barbara Tumayan, and myself, Bill McFadden, as the vestry representative. For delegates to the 2015 convention of the Diocese of Los Angeles, Sally and Phil Wilcox, Grace and Ed Yoon, Charlotte Chuck Totiro, the vestry representative, and then alternates Diana Andonian and Mary Asperdi. This report is respectfully submitted for the nominating committee. Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Chip Nichols, your senior warden, for a few more moments. On behalf of the vestry and the entire congregation, I'd like to thank all of you for standing for election to these important leadership roles. Ken, each of you should have a copy of the ballot for voting on these nominees. If you do not have a ballot, please raise your hand and an usher will bring you one. Good. All Saints bylaws and the canons of the diocese require that voting be by written ballot. To vote for or against a particular nominee, check the box in front of that nominee's name, or you can vote for or against all of the nominees by checking the box at the bottom of the ballot. When you have checked the box or boxes, you must sign your ballot for it to be counted. When you have completed your ballot, please fold it over and pass it toward the center aisle so that the ushers can collect the ballots and deliver them to Pamela Hawes, clerk of the vestry, to tabulate. While you are doing that, your treasurer, Fred Allen, is going to report to you on our results for 2014 and on the budget approved by the vestry for the coming year.
Thank you, Chip. In the annual report, you will find an income and expense statement showing what we did last year and some written comments that I wrote and some comments that Chip wrote talking about why the numbers ended up being the way they are. And I think it's kind of boring sometimes to try to go through those at a meeting and come up with any thoughts, but I hope that when you go home, you'll look at them and think about them. Now, I have to say, to start off, my role as treasurer is put those numbers down, put them in your hands, and shut up. However, I still have 10 or 15 minutes left as a member of the vestry. And before I'm fired, I thought it might be fun, or at least interesting, if I could review some of these numbers with you, at least the way I see them. First of all, I should mention that my siblings have said to me many times that I'm a modest spender. Now, you can translate that to being a cheapskate. And I want you to know that I'm one of the signers on the church's bank accounts, and it's more than just putting a signature on a piece of paper. I do review all of the invoices to see that everything's been properly approved. And I sort of pass judgment on some of the expenses because I compare them with those of our own family. The numbers are larger, but they all should be looked at. And I'm confident that they are all right on. Now, last year, 2014, we spent $84,000 more than we had budgeted. And part of that's pretty easy to explain, which is covered in the comments. We were expecting some expenses, primarily having a new rector come on board to become the first quarter of this calendar year, not the fourth quarter of last year. So they make a lot of sense. The one number about 2014 that's a little bit more difficult to understand is the fact that under what our projected budget was for income, we came in $63,000 behind our plan. Some of that can be easily explained. Some of it is a little bit of a mystery to me. But anyway, the true bottom line results for last calendar year is after our allocation from invested reserves, we ended up spending $198,500 more than we thought we were going to. Now for 2015, possibly good news is our expenses compared to last year's actual are projected to be $100,000 less. And I think that's probably going to be what happens. I think that our staff accountant is now preparing weekly mini financial statements for the staff meeting so everybody can see how much the paper clips cost and things like that and get down to the real nitty-gritty. As a matter of fact, you'll see in the annual report, there's a nice hard copy cover page, and everything behind that has been hand Xeroxed or copied in the office, and we saved about $2,000 just by having that happen. Now, the one number that I am not particularly comfortable with is the fact that we are projecting our income for this calendar year to be about $95,000 less than our actual 2014 number. I don't think that's going to happen. Right now, I may be the minority thinking that, but that's a big number. So what that means is you add up our projected expenses and projected income, we're looking at a projected deficit of this calendar year of about $200,000, about the same as last year. Not a happy number. Now, also in that report, there's a snapshot of where we stand in our invested reserves, comparing year-end 2013 and 2014. As well as the money we've collected for the sanctuary fund. There's also a new report that's never been in there before, which shows 7 years worth of our bottom line deficits after our what we've allowed to withdraw from our invested reserves. So we have a challenge ahead of us. I kind of look at it as a sports analogy, because we've spent the last 2 years sort of treading water, looking for recruits, fielding a new team, wondering what the future was going to hold. And now, all of a sudden, we have a new game. We have a new coach. We have new players. And frankly, we are just warming up for a great future. And as Amy said a little while ago, what's next?
Thank you.
know, that's a really wonderful hymn. It says so much in so few words. I will try to do as well. I think most of you were here last fall for Bishop Burrell's amazing sermon, culminating our giving campaign. Basically, what he said was, we must guard against being people of the plateau. He said we must keep growing spiritually through giving of our time and our treasure. We must keep climbing Jacob's ladder. What Fred's excellent presentation shows, I think, is that we are stuck on a plateau. Really, for the past 7 years, our total revenue, which for all practical purposes means our pledging and our giving, hasn't really grown at all. And our expenses have exceeded our revenue by an average of $225,000 each year. In fact, in 2014, our deficit was the worst ever, $319,000. Now, every year we've taken money out of invested reserves to cover that. We are not the federal government, and we have to balance our budget, and that's where it comes from. This is obviously not an acceptable situation, and just as obviously, there are two approaches to solving it. We can cut our expenses. As Fred said, in the 2015 budget, there are $100,000 of budgeted expense reductions, which we absolutely must achieve. And we're constantly looking for further reduction opportunities. But any major reductions will mean cuts that go to the core of what this household of God is all about, our worship, our formation, and our outreach. After a year of hopeful expectation, we now have our new rector. We need to be growing our ministries, not cutting them. So the other way is to grow our revenue. And that means growing our pledging and our giving. This is not a club. We don't have initiation fees, don't have dues or assessments. If we did, a lot of this would probably be posted. But it costs nearly $29,000 a week to maintain the programs and the ministries of this household of God. When we come to church on Sunday, we need to remember that none of this is free. We need to give back from the bounty that God has given us. Our active membership has stayed fairly steady, but over the past 7 years, the number of households pledging has shrunk from 277 in 2009 to about 200 so far this year. In our new member directory, we have about 420 households listed. So that means that fewer than half of those listed households pledged. That's not right. If each of those 420 households pledged just $3,500 per year, that's $290 a month, it would cover all of the expenses we are budgeting for 2015. That's not an unreachable goal. What would we have to give up to support this church at that level? In fact, 63 of the 200 or so member households that pledged so far have pledged more than that amount. Unfortunately, a number of others who have pledged have done so in amounts that can't possibly reflect their true feelings for this church. In the pews this morning, there are additional pledge cards and there are blank offering envelopes. If every one of our 420 member households gave just $750 over and above what they've already committed, you would erase the $315,000 deficit we are budgeting. In the words of the hymn, if you love him, why not serve him? Please give this your prayerful consideration. So what else can we do? We just need to keep climbing. We need to grow this congregation to support the broader and richer ministries you all called for in the parish profile. Each of us has friends and colleagues who might find a spiritual home like All Saints really to their liking. Why don't you bring them? Let them see what we have. And we need to develop opportunities to introduce the greater community to All Saints. One idea being worked on now is a fall arts and wine fair to open up our campus to our neighbors and enlist their financial support to support our outreach programs. And finally, as Reverend Amy said, we need to vision together to discern what God is calling us to accomplish. This is a wonderful congregation. There's nothing we can't do together. Thank you. Is there anyone who has not handed in a ballot? Could we get an usher to come and pick those up? Just keep your hand up and...
I think I'm here in the chance, Denny. Are there others? It looks like in the choir we have some as well.
Thank you, Chip. Chip, I am not somebody who holds numbers in my head very well. Could you repeat that number? 750. My wife is somebody who holds good numbers in her head. And my dear, we are going to pull the pledge card out of the pew in front of us, and we're going to write 750, and we're going to sign it. And then we're going to take it over to the nice man in the red tie, Fred Allen. And we are going to lead the way in closing this. I have to tell you, somebody asked me the other day, were you concerned when you learned of the history of deficit? And I had to admit that I was a little surprised. But I wasn't concerned in a way that made me doubt at all my acceptance of this call or my call to be your priest. God will do amazing things through us, my friends. All we have to do is put our vision on God, trust in one another, and nurture indeed the ministry that God has given us to do, and God will continue to do great things with us. So thank you, Chip. Thank you, Fred. Thank you, my fellow baptized ministers of Christ. I'm grateful for you. Do we have election results? My goodness. She's fast counter.
Good morning. I'm Pamela Hawes, and as clerk of the vestry, I have tabulated all of the ballots received, and I want to report that each one of our nominees have been elected by more than a majority vote as required by our bylaws. The ballots will be filed with the minutes from this meeting, and they'll be available for inspection in the office by any one of our members. Thank you for coming today.
Fred Allen, would you raise your hand, please? There he is. We'd like to welcome back Bill McFadden to do some presentations of retiring and entering vestry member badges. Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Allison.
Thank you. First, may I ask the three vestry members who are retiring, Bitsy Bacon, Fred Allen, and Chip Nichols, to please come forward right up here. It is our tradition at All Saints to gift our retiring vestry members with a small token of our appreciation, an Episcopal lapel pin that you can wear with pride, or not.
With pride.
Yet one more thing to put on, adorn yourselves with, but please accept this on behalf of your colleagues on the vestry and the church. Thank you for your service.
Will you accept this thing for me so that I can say a blessing with you all afterwards? Will you just stand up here with me and not go down yet? Thank you. I would love to turn around and get all this love coming in here. Let me welcome the new people. I'm going to say a prayer with all of you. Just step aside and then stay up here, though. Stay up here because I want to.
Now, may I ask our three incoming vestry members, Charlie Cairns, Ray Haskell, and Tom Mack, to come up, please. As you also know, All Saints vestry members all wear these blue name tags, which helps us, you identify us and helps us identify ourselves to the congregation. Comes in particularly handily at events like this, this gathering of the clans, the 10 o'clockers and the 8 o'clockers. It gives me great pleasure to give each of you a vestry name tag with the thanks of your new colleagues on the vestry and the congregation of this church. So.
Thank you, Bill, very much. My friends, if you six would gather close to me, I'd like to say a prayer for all of us. And I'd also like, before I do that, to announce thank you for electing Tom Mack to vestry, because I now ask him to officially accept my invitation to serve as senior warden with me. Thank you, sir. Let's say a prayer, shall we? The Lord be with you. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks with one accord for the faithful among us who answer your call. Give to your leaders a daily renewal in your presence. Uphold them with your peace. Enlighten them with your word and strengthen them with your grace, that in all of their works begun, continued, and ended here, they may glorify your holy name through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, my friends, for your service. Thank you, my friends, for accepting the call of the community. Thank you. I would like for you to stay up here, my friend. You all know better than I what a servant of this church and of God Chip Nichols has been over the past 5 years. And we all know that one does not become such a graceful and selfless leader overnight. So my guess is that he's been up to this for a long, long time. But Chip, I want to give you my thanks for being such a gracious side for me to find my way, slide up next to and find my way forward with. It's been a pleasure and an honor and a privilege to serve with you. And I'm grateful that we've had this time together.
It's been an honor for me as well. Obviously a team effort. This is a wonderful congregation, a wonderful leadership group. I had a wonderful teacher in Sherry Benninghoven, Bob Honeychurch, was wonderful to transition with, and you are a godsend.
Thank you, Chip. Thank you. Well, we have in our midst many talented artists, I understand, and I can't wait to keep discovering you, but one in particular who has a fondness for capturing the spirit of this place in paint and paper is Jim Dow, and he has graciously created this beautiful work for you of our sacred home, your spiritual home, which you have served with such generosity. So please hang this someplace where you will, with the love of this place, will just flow right out and pour all over you wherever you hang it in your home.
And it's gorgeous. It
is, indeed. I would like to know if there are any further questions that anyone has. Before we reach the conclusion of our meeting together, are there any questions that anyone would like to raise? I'm so glad that we were so clear in our communication, my friends. If you do have any further questions about my report, which was captured in my sermon, about Fred's report and our financials, or for Chip and his report, please know that any of us are available to speak with you. If you want to find out more about the details of the financials, Fred Allen is a genius at explaining them to you graciously and clearly, and I know that he'll be happy to do so. So please feel free to inquire as you will. Now, I have a prayer. I'm going back and forth between technology and paper. I'm much happier on paper. I think that it would be fitting for us to stand together and say a closing prayer, shall we? You will find it in your bulletin on the second to last page in your bulletin. The last place you looked, probably, right after annual meeting. Let us pray together. Almighty and ever-living God, ruler of all things in heaven and earth, hear our prayers for this parish family. Strengthen the faithful, arouse the careless, and restore the penitent. Grant us all things necessary for our common life, and bring us to all and mind within your holy church, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Live without fear. Your Creator has made you holy, has always protected you, and cares for you as a loving mother. Go in peace to follow the good road, and may the blessing of God be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen.